This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. It is time now for the Rangers Player Show here on your home of the champs, 105.3 The Fan. Segment is brought to you by Soda. That's state-of-the-art. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels for a free consultation. It's 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. Also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. The Rangers Player Show is presented by Golden Chick and by Globe Life. Everyone has beneficiaries. Not everyone has life insurance. Globe Life, who's your beneficiary? As Rangers pitcher Cody Bradford joins you now here on The Fan. And good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you. You know, I think we talked to you in spring training, and you start the season 3-0, a 1.40 ERA, and then your back starts hurting. What were you thinking right then?
Yeah, not really sure what to think, you know. It's kind of a weird deal. Last start against Oakland, I guess earlier in the year, came out, like y'all said, it was the third start. And woke up the next morning, and my back was just totally locked up. And turned around to my wife, I was like, babe, something's wrong. Like, this does not feel like normal day after tightness. And went in and got it checked out and kind of just had all the findings of a strained muscle or something in my back. And a couple days went by, didn't get any better. Got an MRI the next week, showed some inflammation. So like, all right, let's put a little, you know, steroid shot in there, see if that calms the muscles down. Did that a week later, still no, not much progress. And kind of, we're all, me and the trainers, and just scratching our head, like, what's going on here? This is kind of weird. And got some more imaging done, figured out, after all, it's a rib stress fracture. How that happens, I have no idea. It's just, I guess, wear and tear from pitching is what I've been told, and just kind of a freak deal. But the team doc literally said, yeah, of all my time in baseball, I've never seen this one before. So there you go.
A real unicorn there. Well, is that the most pain? Is that the most physical baseball pain you've ever experienced?
It's got to be up there. I mean, I broke my nose as a kid one time in T-ball. I hurt pretty bad, but maybe it was because I was about 6 years old too. So who knows?
Did you ever have like a nasty bat, or was it always pitching for you?
I was never a great hitter. There was a reason I was a PO in college and a PO towards the end of high school. I was not gifted to hit baseballs.
Were you ever able to identify the moment? You know, the great home run hitter Sammy Sosa, he suffered a broken bone in his back once after sneezing.
Yeah, I heard about that, actually. I heard it was a rib or something, I think. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I never felt it on a pitch, per se. Like, there was never a snap or crack or anything. It was really after the game, I felt fine. And then the next morning, I woke up, and my whole back was locked up. So I don't know if it was I slept weird on it, or if it was just something that happened overnight, or like, I don't know. I don't have answers for that, I guess.
Well, you got to be feeling pretty good out there now, huh? Is that all that behind you?
Yeah, a lot better. And the Rangers did a great job with the medical staff. I went out to Arizona for a month to rehab and get a good routine out there, and then came back and, you know, praise the Lord, my body's holding up now and able to help the team out again.
As it pertains to your preparation, I hear you're a pretty detailed dude. Like, do you keep a journal? Do you take notes of all these different hitters and stuff that you're going up against?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I appreciate that. Anytime somebody, you know, recognizes detail-oriented, I'm appreciative of that. But not all of us throw 100, so I'm not the guy that can just go up there and be like, hey, I'm going to throw my best two pitches today and roll the dice and see how it goes and dominate. You know, I definitely have to do my homework. And so being a student of the game, taking notes on hitters, doing a little bit more advanced scouting, all plays a big hand, and at least for me, trying to be successful at the big league level.
And Cody, when you talk about your notes, is it one of those things where you kind of sit in the dugout and quietly do it while the game's going on? Or is it something that you go back and maybe with an iPad when you're sitting in your hotel room at night and something like that, you go through it then. Is it, how do you get to your study? How do you get through it?
Yeah, it's both. I think it's paying good attention to guys who pitch similar to you, before you do. And so for me, I know last year when I was in the bullpen, I would really watch Martin Perez and Andrew Heaney pitch a lot. Mm-hmm. And generally speaking, I'd really watch how Andrew threw, where and how he used his four seam and his changeup. And then Martin, I'd see how he used his curveball, or I guess he calls it a slider, and his fastballs too. And just kind of paying attention and seeing what works on other hitters, to guys who are similar to you during the game. And then after the game, obviously going in and doing some more advanced scouting on my laptop and in the hotel room before games to kind of look through some of the heat maps. I mean, the amount of data that's available on guys today, you can really have analysis paralysis and just get lost in weeds and stuff. But if you find something that works for you, that's all that matters.
Yeah, I'm interested in this. Do they, with all the detail that you go through, when you go through a scouting report, say maybe the day you're pitching, do they have to tailor it different to you because of the amount of work you do put in?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's tailored any different from the amount of prep the starting pitcher does. I think it definitely helps when, the player comes ready to the meeting to meet with the pitching coach and the catcher, and they come ready with their notes, and I come with my notes, and lo and behold, the notes match up, and this guy is struggles on curveballs or whatever. And it's like that just gives me more confidence to execute pitches out on the mound. I mean, I think at the end of the day, Mike Maddux tells us what's the hardest thing to do in baseball as a pitcher is to trust your stuff. And so, like, when I'm going through these scouting reports, I'm trying to pick apart the hitter and see what's going to work, but I'm also trying to be confident. Hey, I know that I can throw my 88, 90 mile an hour fastball to this part of the zone and be successful. And that just gives me confidence to execute that pitch when I need to.
It's Cody Bradford here with you on your home of the Rangers. Is it that kind of hard work and that got you valedictorian in high school, or was it something else?
Hard work does go a long ways in high school. God gave me great parents that helped me along the way, and an older sister to kind of set the tone. And she was a really good student in high school, and of course she helped me out too. And so I think just family that's willing to step up and support you in whatever you do gives you the confidence to work hard.
Cody, I'm not as smart as you are, but does that require a speech? Did you have to give a speech?
Yeah, I did. I did give a speech.
Did you stress over that? Did you have to stress over your speech?
I did. I'm not a great public speaker. I got pretty nervous. I definitely sweated through my shirt at graduation.
Now, I've seen some of these valedictorian races go down to the wire. Like, were you thinking about this quite a bit there at the end, or did you kind of win in a landslide?
I don't really know. I know the guy who came in second, his name was Austin Dobransky. Me and him were up at the top, kind of all the way through high school and competing with one another. But I don't know how close it was at the end, but it was definitely a goal. Once we got our first transcript back, like freshman or sophomore year, with class ranks on it, I was so shocked to see number one beside my name.
Now, Dobransky sounds like he might be a football player.
Yeah,
like a linebacker.
What was Dobransky?
Yeah.
What's he doing nowadays?
Brainiac linebacker?
he was an Aggie. So,
oh wow,
I don't know. I haven't done a good job of keeping up with some of those guys, but I hope he's doing well.
I hope he didn't become one of those yell leaders or something.
Yeah,
real fall from grace for Dobransky. Cody, is it annoying at all being a local guy? Is everybody asking you, like, what's going on with the team? Are we going to start winning again?
No, it's not annoying at all. I think it's a true honor, guys, to pitch for the hometown team. And it's like I didn't even dream this big when I was a kid. And super grateful for the opportunity that this org's given me and the trust that they give me in taking a starting role for right now. And, when people ask, you'd be surprised. Not too many people ask, hey, what's going on with the team? Why isn't so-and-so doing this or that? Why aren't we winning game? When are we going to win the World Series again? A lot of it's it's just people love to support. And,
nice.
And I've been really surprised at all the support that people have shown.
Yeah, just wear your ring. And when they ask that question to you, just show them the ring and then move on, you know, kind of a thing. That's what it'd be like. You know, when, yeah. When they ask you questions, just hold up your hand with the ring on and just – and then they go, oh, okay, I get it. And then you just can kind of move on. That buys you all the space you need right there, right?
That's right. That's right.
So what were you dreaming about? It looks like you went to Baylor and got a degree in supply chain management. What were you going to do, you think?
To be honest, I don't know what I was going to do. I know what I wanted to do before. I wanted to go to college as an engineer. And first day of summer school, when they had the baseball team come in, I was a mechanical engineer at Baylor. And the joke is the second day of summer school, I was a business major. So switched majors real quick, went into the first class and realized, yeah, I don't know. Thought I knew a lot about calculus in high school, but I wasn't near on the level that some of those other guys were in that class. So, but I wanted to work at SpaceX coming out of high school if baseball didn't work out. And hopefully, I may not get that opportunity and may not need that opportunity, but God's provided for my wife and I in baseball right now, and then that's where we're meant to be.
So coming out of high school, dominant numbers, how did you not get drafted? Did you tell them I'm going to college no matter what?
I don't really think any scouts reached out. Maybe one guy, maybe from like the Yankees or something, but no, I topped out at like 87 or 88 in high school. So good numbers, but just not the wow that, you know, not the draftability and the projectability that guys wanted.
Had to get in the weight room.
I definitely needed college to develop physically. I absolutely needed that.
Inside baseball here, we have a texter that has shown some love to your elite extension. How much work goes into that for you, Cody? Because it is pretty dang impressive.
Yeah, that's just kind of a benign stat that I learned that I somehow have really good extension my first year of pro ball. Didn't know a lot about analytics, and the more I paid attention and watched and asked questions, the sooner I realized, wow, the reason my 89, 91 mile an hour fastball works is because I have really good extension. So it plays up. It looks like I release the ball close to the home plate. 90 miles an hour plays like 92 or 93 or 94. I don't really know, but it appears it gets on the hitter quicker. And nothing I really worked on. That's just kind of been my mechanics, I guess, through my whole life. But it's probably also one of the reasons I don't necessarily throw harder is because there's some mechanical things that go into that. And so actually, it's my belief that if I was able to shorten that up a little bit, I'd probably be able to throw a little bit harder. But to sacrifice effectiveness, I don't know if it would be worth it at this point.
Cody, does that have to do with flexibility too? Your ability to, the way you push off and then get to your plant foot, is that something that
big Pilates guy, big yoga guy, right?
Yeah. Does that apply?
I like to think I'm pretty flexible, but compared to where some other people, I'm definitely not. I don't. That's a good question. I don't know if it is a flexibility. I think it's just kind of how the arm naturally unwinds in the motion and how the body works coming home. Yeah.
Well, Cody, they say to be a great pitcher in the major leagues, you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable. I got a good feeling I'm going to make you uncomfortable here for a second, but I'd like to play a game with you. I got 3 seconds of analysis. One of your teammates is being described here, one of your current Rangers teammates. Can you guess the teammate that is being described? Okay. I'm going to play you some sound and then you guess.
Okay.
All right, here it is.
You know, what he's got working there between the knee and the waist is pretty impressive.
Can you play that again?
Absolutely.
You know, what he's got working there between the knee and the waist is pretty impressive.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. You want me to name a teammate?
Guess a teammate. Yes, sir.
I'm going to say Wyatt Langford.
Way to go.
Unbelievable.
Way to go.
Nice work, Cody Bradford.
Is that him?
Yes, that's him. You got it. You're one of like 3 dudes all season that has just absolutely nailed it. Hit it out the park. Wow. Nice work, Bradford.
Wow.
You did it.
Oh, my gosh. That's
How good
awesome.
Do you feel right now?
I feel like I just won the lottery.
Thanks, Cody. Give him hell. We'll be pulling for you.
All right, thank y'all so much.
There he is, Rangers pitcher Cody Bradford. He freaking nailed it. That's awesome.
He knew who Sands was talking about. And
yeah.
The Rangers Player Show brought to you by Golden Chick and Globe Life. Everyone has beneficiaries. Not everyone has life insurance. Globe Life, who's your beneficiary?
Yeah, and we're going to give him some Pluckers wings for getting the answer right. How about that? $100 gift certificate. Got 8 Pluckers in the DFW location. So thank you for Cody for making that happen for us today.
8 Pluckers and 1 Krusty.
There you go.
Krusty's Corner's coming up next. Where are we taking it?
Yeah, let me talk about some of these guys the Cowboys are looking at and maybe a couple of guys that they put on this waiver wire. We'll do that next.